I desire prayer tonight that the Lord would help us. I've just had a real heavy burden on my heart today. I have kind of a simple message in some ways, but I believe it's a message from the Lord. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 and 2 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. I want us to think about tonight that in our life, and as we go along, we're in a season of our life right now. Some of us are in a later season of life than others. There's some babies here that are in the beginning seasons of their life. And there's growth along the way that those little babies have to have to be ready for the next season. There's a growth in our lives. And I just want to talk to us for a little bit about the growth that the Lord is wanting us to have in our life. I know this is a night service. I ask the Lord to bless this tonight to our hearts, because I feel like there's a message that the Lord wants to speak to us tonight. We're in a season of our life, and I hope that all of us, before the evening's over, examine a little bit about where I'm at in life and what I'm doing with the place that the Lord has placed me. In Luke 13 and 6, it says, a certain man, starting kind of in the middle of the verse, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. You know, there's going to be a time in our life that the Lord's going to demand some fruit. When we plant a tree, we have one thing in mind when it's a fruit-bearing tree, and that is that this tree's going to bear fruit one day. And if it's in an orchard and it don't ever bear fruit, there's going to come a time that there's going to be some real consequences for that. I want us to think tonight about the season that we're in, that there's a real special place for the time that you and I are in life right now, in our season of life. I thought about the growing season. There's a time that we're in the middle of life. Children, when they begin to grow, there's a time for 5 years or so before they go to school or anything. That's a very critical time in their life. Time when hopefully they are really growing. A time when they're learning to speak a language. They're learning what everything is. They're learning how to relate to people. They're learning everything about life that you and I take for granted. They didn't know any of it, basically. And so they're learning from the start. I want us to think about the expectation that the Lord is going to have at different times in our life. Sometimes we think that the Lord is going to require fruit just at the end of our life. But I want us to think through the evening tonight that the Lord, there's different times in our life that if we haven't grown in the season of life that we're in, and if we've blew it in one season, we're going to have a real hard time in the next. Because there's a time that we should be prepared for some things, that if we're not prepared, we're going to have a real difficult time in life. And at the end of the way, when we come to the Lord, you know, He's going to have some expectations too. He's going to be looking at our life, and He's told us He's going to put us on the balance of His Word. And there's going to be those times. So I want to think about right now the time you're in, the time I'm in. We're in a place right now. Lord, what is it that you want us to be doing in the season of life that we're in? In 2 Peter 3 and 18, Scripture says here, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I'm thinking about that word grow. I looked that word up. I'm thinking about growing. I'm thinking about growing in grace. The word grace means, and I'm going to read the Greek here, and it might surprise you a little of what the Greek word grace means, but it says graciousness of manner or act. It speaks of especially the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life, including gratitude. Favor, gift, grace. Those are words that explain what this word grace means. We use the word grace, and so it says for us to grow in grace. I want us to think tonight about growing with the divine influence upon our heart tonight. There was other parts to that definition too, but I read enough to give us the gist of what it means. I'm thinking tonight about the divine influence upon our hearts and the grace of God, the gift of God that He has given us to change us as we go along and to prepare us to prepare to bear fruit for the next season of life. I was thinking about the opportunities that the Lord gives us as we begin to go along, and I just want to mention a few things here to kind of help us to understand what we're thinking about tonight. That many times when we see the opportunities that the Lord gives us to grow, we call them trials. And so we look at them as enemies many times. And this is something that the Lord has put into our life, like we put schoolwork into a child's life. To them, that's to many children, it's just something they don't want. It's just something they don't need. But if they're not prepared with that, in a few years, when it comes time to get a job, and they haven't covered those areas, they're going to be at a great disadvantage to be able to get a good job at the end of that time. Many times we see them as trials. Sometimes we see them as people that are problems to us. Sometimes we see the opportunities the Lord gives us for us to grow in a phase of life that we have. We see those things as circumstances that are unfair. I believe that if we could see the phase and the season of life that the Lord has put us in, and if we could see His view of it like we would like for our children to see our view of their schooling, I think that we would seize the opportunity. If we could only see how that the Lord has fitted up for us things to prepare us to bear fruit in the next stage of our life, we would gladly grasp a hold of many of the things that we fight today. I want us to look at some of those things here in a little bit. I was thinking about a trip that we took one time. We went camping. We went over to Lake Eufaula, and it is a huge lake. It's a long ways between camping areas. We got there late, and we drove around for several hours looking for a place to camp. And we passed up this one and that one, and we was just looking for the perfect place. And we kept driving around. After 2 or 3 hours, we just went back to the highway and got a motel. We was looking for the perfect spot. You know, I learned something from that I have never forgotten. And I still think about it regularly. Because when I'm tempted to pass up something that I could have right now and just enjoy what the Lord has given us, and I'm tempted to be dissatisfied with that and think that I need to spend a whole lot of time and energy trying to be happier with something else, I realize that there's a verse in the Bible that says to be content. Paul said, and this is Philippians 4, he said, I have learned, Philippians 4 and 11, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. You know, if we don't learn the lessons of life as we go through them, if we are not diligent to take advantage of the schooling that God has placed us in today, and we pass those areas by, or we complain about them, or we drop out of the race because of them, what we do is we short-circuit everything God wants to do later on in our life. I think about today, if I was still like I was at that time, that's been 20-some years ago probably, but if I was still always looking for the perfect thing all the time, you know, I believe that I would be an unhappy, disgruntled person. I believe that the Lord would be very limited. And I'm not saying He's not limited now, but I think He would be a lot more limited in what He could do with my life. There's people that, there's places that the Lord would like you and me to go into to work for Him that He cannot send an unhappy, disgruntled person. And so I want us to look tonight a little bit inward at the graces of God that He has made available to us and that He has blessed us with circumstances, with people, with problems to take us into those places. And I'd like for us to think tonight about our own soul. Lord, am I growing in the place that You've set me? Or am I being negligent? Am I growing in this, in these areas of my life? Am I allowing You to produce in me the fruit that is going to prepare me for the next place of my life? Or at least, am I growing in a way that You can have me to bear fruit in the next phase of my life? I'd like for us to ask that question to ourselves tonight and look inward a little bit. Lord, I want to be able to be in a place that whatever You really would like to do with my life, I'd like You to be able to do that. I think about this reaches all ages of our lives. I think about young people. And, you know, maybe sometimes it seems a little bit carefree and like there's not so much, you know, there's not a lot of heavy responsibilities and things. But you know what? A few years from now, a few short years, you're going to be making the major decisions of your life. If we have not learned the voice of the Lord, if we have not learned to go in our closet and get alone and get quiet and get the Word and feed on that and learn the tender leadings of the Lord and hear His voice, when it comes that time, we're not going to have any idea how to get the mind of the Lord. And so you know what we're left to? We're left to our own mind. We're left to our own mind at the peril of the enemy that wants to work against us. I want to encourage us tonight to look inward. Lord, am I taking advantage of the place that You've put me today? You know, the Lord has put us into some circumstances. Some of us are in some real circumstances in life. A whole lot of us are, in fact. Let's don't fight those things tonight. I'd like to ask us, how are we responding to the work of God in our heart tonight? How are we doing with those things? Are we letting the divine influence of the Lord work with our heart at the place that we're in? Or do we feel like things should be different so that I can live for God? Or so that, whatever our thing is, whatever our excuses are. I was thinking about Paul said, and I'm just going to quote this. He said, I die daily one place. Now, I don't know exactly what all he meant by that, but I think about the push that we have to make against ourselves to crucify our flesh and to crucify ourselves. The message last night told us that there was dividends on up the way. And I know this is a very similar thought, but you know, there's something right around the corner that what we've done today, and I hope God will help us to be able to a light come on in our mind tonight. What where we are today is going to have a whole lot to do with the dividends of tomorrow. We said a little bit in the afternoon men's meeting about happiness in life. I think all of us here would say we would really like that. We want to be happy in life. And I thank God I am happy in life. But you know, those elements that people search for a whole life, many people never find. Because happiness, I know that there's the fruit that this, of the Spirit of God. But what it does in a large part is it begins to work on our life in a way that the byproduct of all those things is happiness. And I'll explain that a little bit more later. But I was thinking about spiritual health. You know, spiritual health is a byproduct of submitting ourselves into God's hand. Good relationships are a byproduct of letting God work in our life and causing us to humble ourselves and be agreeable to work with other people and overcoming our personality. In 1 Peter 3, I want to read a few scriptures, and I know the local congregation has heard these scriptures before, but there's some depth in this scripture that I believe really applies to our lives. 1 Peter 3 and 7. It says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous." Many times when we get married, we're very on a great high. Most of us are. And that's wonderful. And the Lord wants us to be in love to the end of our life. But the scripture here says that for a man, it says, "Ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel." That giving honor in a marriage is something that's not always easy to do. Because after a while, sometimes things begin to grind on one another. And sometimes we can begin to see each other's faults more than we can see the good things that we saw to start with. And it says here to give honor. And it says that your prayers be not hindered. You know, there's a time for us in our marriages to grow. There's a time for us that when the Lord has us in a place, for us not to bolt and run, or not to give to the flesh, but I think about learning to communicate. I'm going to bring out a point here in a minute. I think about learning to communicate and bear and forbear, and how that the Lord gives us some years of growth time in our marriage. There's some years there where the children are small, and we impact them a whole lot when they're small. But you know, there's some years there that the Lord gives us to make adjustments and to die to ourselves a little bit and to learn to be less selfish. And things that we never knew we were. We never knew we were selfish like that sometimes. And the Lord begins to work with us and bring us into close places with one another. And I know that I'm talking about some things here that we, many of us, have experienced. You know, it is a season of life that the Lord would like for us to take full advantage of and allow God to bring us into those places and allow Him to begin to perfect His love in our life. Like I said a while ago, sometimes we see our problem as people, or we see our problem as problems. In those early days and through our marriage, there's going to be a time that what we've done with who we are is going to bear fruit. When our children get to be a little bit older and they get to be teenagers, if we have not learned to be compassionate to one another and give honor to one another and give and communicate with one another, you know what's going to happen when they get to be teenagers? There's going to be a real problem in our home. And many times our prayers are so fervent, and I'm not throwing anything at anybody. I want to tell you, we all have our struggles with our children. But you know, what we don't need is for our prayers to be hindered. Many times our prayers are fervent. Our prayers are, Lord, please, I need you to help us with this situation. But you know what happens? If we have not learned how to speak kindly to people, how to speak kindly to our spouse, then when we need it the most, and we're under the most stress and the most pressure, there's lives here that depend on us being able to communicate well with them. And we haven't learned to communicate, and we haven't grown in that area. Then when we need it most, we probably started building walls instead of building bridges between each other. Instead of a lifeline to our children, that they see us as a lifeline, and that they're able to communicate with us many times, and I have watched it many times, if through the years we have not grown in our experience with the Lord, and we have not grown and learned the Scripture says, and I know this sounds kind of, why would you say this? But the Scripture says, husbands, love your wives. And it doesn't give any... There's nothing else said. It doesn't say if or anything else. Now, I have a wonderful wife, but I will tell you what, and I mean that, I do. But we go through times, many of us do, where our love is very challenged. You know, if during that growth time of our life, we don't die to ourselves and begin to allow God to work in our life like He wants to, there's going to be a time when fruit will be demanded. It is a time that if we do not have the fruits of patience and gentleness and kindness in our life, in an abundant supply, we're going to do a lot of damage when we wish we weren't doing that kind of damage. Because that's not the season for us to learn. I mean, yeah, we can start learning at that time, but the season that should have had us to the point of fruit is no longer there. Now we're where the fruit has to be there. We're where we need that fruit. I hope I'm making myself somewhat plain on that tonight. Our prayers can be hindered by the very things that we do because we did not grow in the place that we're in. I want to ask us tonight, the Scriptures in Galatians 5 says the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness, patience, meekness. The Lord gives us time to work on those things. I believe there's some that the Lord gives us immediately. But there is a growth in grace. We mentioned the Scripture to begin with. Grow in grace. Grow in the divine favor. In the divine how was that said? In the divine influence upon our hearts. Grow in those things. Tonight, where are we at? Where are we at in our life? Are there those that have hurt us? Are there those that look at us and they have done something wrong to us? And we have not grown in the divine influence and we don't love them back? I have watched families. I have watched this thing of gentleness that it speaks of there in the fruit of the Spirit. You know how much damage can be done by harshness as opposed to gentleness? Gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. It's something the Lord wants to perfect in our life as we go along. I hope that we can realize that God puts those friends in our life, those people, those trials, those troubles, those circumstances. He puts those things into our life for a reason. And He wants us to humble ourselves before His mighty hand. The Lord sees what we need. There's not one thing that comes into our life, but what it passes through the hand of God. And He's looking at us today, and He's given us this trial. And He's saying, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to grow with it, or are you going to reject it? We don't have to grow with it. There's those trees that comes up to the time when the gardener comes by and he says, there's no fruit on this tree. I want you to cut it down. Matthew 11 and 29. You all pray for us that the Lord can have His way. We want to do as the Lord wants us to. We're trying to do that. Says here, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know, the scripture here speaks of taking the yoke of the Lord upon us and fastening that around our neck and getting in that harness with Him. And He is meek and lowly, he says, in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know, the Lord has us in a place now where He wants us to learn of Him. And the thing is, if we don't learn of Him, if we go on, many times we think, I just need to be ready in the end. But there's places that fruit is demanded all along the way. Fruit from the last growth period. There's a time now that this tree is where it should start budding out. It should have some fruit. And then there's in our lives, there's other growth times. There's times when the Lord looks out and He says, I look for a man to stand in the gap. And I found none. That's been said before. It's in the Word of the Lord. I looked for somebody that had responded to my dealings in their life. And I didn't find any. And so you know what? I'm going to destroy those people. I'm going to take away what I had given to them. I want us to think tonight about being yoked up with the Lord and letting Him work in our life. I don't know if what I have on my heart is coming clear tonight, but I will tell you that the circumstances that we're in, if we have allowed them to harden us instead of causing us to humble, we are making a grave mistake in our life. I want to urge us tonight that if we have deep sores, if we have deep emotional needs, take those things to the Lord and humble ourselves before Him. And don't let them cause us. Don't let them cause us to be hardened. Don't let the things in your life stunt your growth, because we're going to need some fruit. And it's not just at the end of the way. There's going to be times that the Lord wants to deal with somebody in your family. The Lord's going to want to deal with somebody on your job. Is He going to be able to do it? Only if we've been yielding to the Lord. Many times, there's not much the Lord can do. Our mouth is so sharp. How are we on our jobs? Are we the kind of person that's grown that people can see and have some respect for? I want to urge us tonight to not look at the things that has come our way and try to get out of those. Hebrews 5 and 12 says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know, there's a time in our life that as we're going through life and as we're growing, as we're maturing, that the Lord wants us to be in a place where we're learning to discern His will and we're learning to discern what's good and what's not good for people. There's going to be a time that we're going to need that. And really, it's all along the way. Are we in this position? I want to ask us tonight. If we get older, and we haven't, and of course I've got teenagers, and I realize how much I need the Lord, how much I need to be able to have the Lord on board. Many times, our prayers are hindered because fruit is being demanded of us. It is a time when wisdom is demanded. The parents, wisdom is demanded of us. What do I do? It's a time that we have to be able to, which way do we go? Have we exercised ourselves to discern between good and evil? In 1 Corinthians 3, I'm just giving you the scriptures I feel like the Lord gave me. And 1 to 3 says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying, and strife, and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men?" I want us to think about Paul wrote this. What would happen if the Lord sent Paul out and he was yet carnal? What would happen if the Lord, he gave Paul a dream or a vision, a dream I guess, and he saw the people of Macedonia saying, "Come over here." What would happen if Paul kicked when he got kicked? The Lord likely he wouldn't have called him to that. It was a time when fruit was demanded in Paul's life. It was a time when if Paul had not had fruit in his life, he was shortchanged out of what God would have had him to do. I wonder tonight if sometimes because of the circumstances we have in our life, and instead of humbling ourselves, as the scripture said, and instead of allowing God to work with that, we throw up reasons that we cannot. Reasons that this is the way I am, or this is the way it has to be. It's just the way I always was, and my parents were that way. You know, the Lord wants to visit us and help us to not stay in that place. Paul told these people, "You're yet carnal. There is among you envying and strife and divisions." That would greatly limit a people. But you know what else I can tell you about those people? That if you was to go home and live in their home, you would find the same thing in their house. And in that place, they would maybe have every reason that they're not what maybe they should have been. You know, the Lord is looking for growth tonight. When we see ourselves and when we see our needs and our helpers on that is those trials that come our way. Instead of our reasons. Let's just throw up the flag to the Lord and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to bear fruit. I want to have fruit when fruit is demanded of me. And I'd like for you to help me with this thing. I want to read one more scripture or so. In Luke 19 and 44, I have a lot of confidence in our people, but I have confidence too that the Lord talks to us about our needs from time to time. Jesus was saying here, he said, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee around, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. I want us to consider tonight that the Lord wants to visit us at the time of life that we're in. He doesn't want us to rebel against the hand of the Lord. The visitation of the Lord to these people, the Lord told them, He said, if you had known, in 44, he said, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. He knew that there was going to be a time when fruit was going to be demanded of these people. And he said, you didn't know the time of your visitation. I hope that none of us go on in our life not realizing that right now is a very important time in our life. Right now is a very important time that the Lord wants to be working with who we are on the inside, and us allowing that to work in our life. I might turn to James just for a minute here. I'm not going to be much longer. When it talks about in verse 17, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. It goes on to say the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. You know, these are blessed things to have in our life. It makes us, when we live our life this way, it makes us able to make wise decisions. It's a part of God's way of doing things. And he says the wisdom from above is like that. I want to encourage us tonight to just look inside. Lord, do I deal with things in an easy to be entreated way? Am I full of mercy and good fruits? Am I gentle? You know, we're going to have need. There's going to be a time when fruit is going to be required of us. And where are we at that time in life? Just want to urge us tonight to not be carnal in our life and not allow the things of life to cause us to react in wrong ways. When we quoted the scripture in Galatians about the fruits of the Spirit, those are things God wants us to have in our life. There are things that if we see that instead of those things, there's the opposite of those things. If instead of love, there's coldness, God wants to change that in our life tonight. He would like us to be able to face up to that and say, Lord, I'm not as loving as I need to be in this relationship. I would like you to change me. I'd like you to make fruit in my life, because the fruits of righteousness are those things that make peace. They're the things that bring the good things of God into our homes and into our congregations. Just want to urge us tonight. I feel like I didn't get this out very well, but the fruit of patience and kindness, those things many times are developed over many years. I've seen old people that got old, and I've seen them be so cranky that they were unreasonable. I had a neighbor that when he died, he was such a cranky old guy that his children just could not stand him. And one of his daughters didn't even go to his funeral. And she took care of him all the time up to the time he died. But when he died, she said, "I have done my duty." And she didn't even go to his funeral. But I've seen those people that come down to the end of their way, that their life was full of the fruits of righteousness. They were gentle old people. They were kind people. They were loving people. You know, that didn't just happen to them overnight. It's not something they just went down to the altar and got. It's something that they began in their life when they saw that they were in a battle and they saw that the enemy was tempting them to be bitter, to be ugly, to be everything but what God wanted them to be. They humbled themselves before the Lord and confessed that. I want to encourage us tonight to do that, to look upon ourselves as the Lord does. Lord, I want to be honest with you. I just want you to, Lord, I know I'm not a patient man. You know what the Lord wants to do? He wants to start working with that. He wants us to confess it to Him. And He wants us to start growing in that area. Because there's going to come a time that that's probably going to cost us a whole lot if we haven't done that. The time of fruit draws near. The time that fruit is required. What have we done with our life? Lord, help us tonight.